You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. It is a four-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. It's Friday. I don't know what the hell you're doing, but be safe about it, okay? When people get to the weekend, they start to lose their damn minds. Especially people out on the roads. Take it easy, please. You don't own the road. Government does. Shep, right? The government, local governments own the roads?
That sounds right.
Yeah, big governments. They just saved the railways the other day. Damn it. Need my boxes and my shipments. That's nice. Shout outs to everybody who works on the railways, too. I know they listen. We got a lot of people who help make the country. See, the people who listen to the show now at this time, Shep, these are our friends. These are infrastructure friends who don't get the same type of love as other people do in a day, you know?
They do from you. And I'm not saying that facetiously. I mean, you really do a great job of showing your appreciation for them and vice versa. I mean, they love calling and we love having them. Let's be real.
Yeah. Speaking of infrastructure, shout out. Was it last night the guy called from Home Depot?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're Home Depot. And then you got into a conversation about Lowe's. I remember that. Yes.
Yeah, and then we had a guy who called up and said, well, you forgot about the third largest one. I'm like, listen, man.
I didn't know there was a third largest one.
Well, shout outs to the third and fourth largest hardware stores. If you're fifth, who cares? We don't care about you. Well, they see there's Ace. Does Ace count? Ace is too small, right?
Yeah. Ace is definitely more local. Yes.
I got an Ace membership. I got Ace and Home Depot and Lowe's. I got all three. You would think I'm out here building houses with my bare hands, but I'm not. I sit here, I watch sports, talk about it for a living. Right now, I'm watching sports and talking about it. What more could I have? You think it's possible for me to get like a fan and some grapes and stuff in here, Shep?
I don't know the particular layouts of your studio, but you are JR, so I would assume yes.
Yeah, it's quite possible. And by the way, speaking of me watching football, Florida State and Louisville, they're having a little bit of a slugfest right now. The Seminoles lead 35-31. There's a little less than 8 minutes left in the game here in the fourth quarter. And if you were able to listen to the first hour of the show, we talked about a story that came out today that was more specific to the Texas down in Austin, that they spent $280,000 trying to recruit Arch Manning over a weekend back in June. And it wasn't just Arch Manning. It was eight other recruits and their families. And we're talking about $10,000 for Topgolf and almost $40,000 for one of those fancy steak dinners and just ridiculous. $2,000 for dessert. $17,000 for lunch. That makes me hungry. Like, I hear somebody spend $17,000 for lunch. I'm like, damn it, that's... I want to eat lunch, too. I didn't eat lunch today. Shep, did you eat lunch today?
Yes, I did.
Oh, what'd you have?
I had some salads, some cheese, some crackers.
It's about, what is that, $4 lunch?
It's at Domino's it is. You got to get the coupon, but yes.
Wait a minute. This is going to be groundbreaking for me.
Yeah.
Domino's sell salad?
They sell salad with cheese, with chicken, and with those crunchy little crackers that they give for their salads as well, croutons. And they do it's all for $5.99. And in addition with that, then you can get a medium-sized pan-made pizza for $7.99. And in addition to that, you can get eight different chicken wings for $6. And that accumulates over time, and then you end up getting those meals for free. It's like getting coupons at CVS.
It's like, yeah, it's points.
Exactly. Yeah, you get it. Yeah.
But you didn't get the pizza. You only got the salad.
I didn't get the pizza because I'm 35 years old, going on 36, and it ain't easy to lose fat in the stomach area when you get north of 35.
Okay. Okay.
So I don't get pizzas anymore. I'm not stupid. Yeah. Not that anyone who eats pizza is stupid. Just for me, from my vantage point, eating pizza is a recipe for disaster. When you're single and 35, you can't afford to have pizza.
Okay. Wow. I'm still, I had no idea. I can't say that word on the radio. I almost said it. I'm not joshing you.
That was more than you bargained for. I acknowledge that, by the way.
No, but No. I did not know that Domino's sells salad.
Oh, yeah. A garden salad and Caesar salad, yes.
And the leaves are good?
Very good. They're fresh, yeah. They're
they
very good.
They don't give you some brown-ass lettuce?
No. Oh, no, sir. No. And you get it within 8 minutes. 8 minutes on an app.
If you put in
a Domino's salad, you will get one within 8 minutes. Yes.
Wow. So when Arch Manning, when he went down to Texas.
They didn't try to win him over with Domino's and the Manning family, but yes. He had that at his disposal if he wanted it in 8 minutes,
How many Domino's pizzas could Arch Manning and the recruits get for $17,000?
Well, $17,000.
Feed the whole school, right? I don't know.
You'd have over 2,000 different orders of Domino's.
Yeah, well, Arch Manning, whatever the hell it is he ate better than that. They took him to some fancy steakhouse. I bet you he didn't even know the cuts of meat, but he is a Manning, so pretty sure they eat the finest of meats.
Yeah, 2,125 different orders of Domino's. I'm not going to get into
how many? 2,000?
Just for that 17,000 alone that you were – and I know you mentioned 300,000 in total, but the 17,000 you were specifically referring to, you can get over 2,125 different entrees at Domino's.
And eight people ate that amount of money for lunch.
That's unbelievable.
For lunch. We got people out there. I'm on a soapbox right now. We got people out here starving.
I just say something? If you're a Manning, you don't need schools to spend money at your convenience for you to have goods. And you know what I mean? For you to have these kind of accommodations, you're a Manning. The Manning should be spending. Haven't they gotten enough? That's where I'm coming from.
Money begets money, man.
My God.
Money begets money. I agree with you. Let's put it this way. If Arch Manning showed up to Texas and they said, here for lunch, here's some Lunchables. We're trying to, you know, save money. We want to talk to you about football. We want to talk to you about improvement. We want to max you out at what you need. And, you know, here's a lean meal of, not Lunchables, I mean, but, you know, here's a quinoa and this, and it'd be like, here's your bag of lunch. What? This is what y'all gonna do? When I get to school here in 2 years, y'all gonna give me a bag of lunch? Like, this is just how it is.
By the way, does Sark have to pretend that he likes the Manning cast? Is that how that works?
Oh, on Mondays?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And like the recruiting?
Yeah, they have to pretend they like it no matter what?
Oh, everybody does.
Okay, good.
What do you think? Arch Manning walks onto the school campus and they roll out a red carpet for him and they're kissing ass and they go, oh, we got to treat him normal so he doesn't feel like we're worshiping the ground that he walks on, but let's take him to a $40,000 dinner. And Topgolf, everybody loves Topgolf. Let's have chicken fingers and swing at Topgolf. It's absurd. But that's the world that we live in. You know, rich people don't want to pay for anything. They want people to pay for things for them. That's how they stay rich. Kick that money around. Yeah, that's a lot of money for salads. $17,000. Someone who is not going to have a problem paying for a salad, someone who's not going to have or doesn't have a financial problem right now and is going to lend that way into the future, it's Justin Herbert. We watched and listened and talked about this man last night as the Kansas City Chiefs beat them again. What else is new? This is just what it is. 27-24 in a loss. But one of the larger hits that we saw in the game, unfortunately, was to Justin Herbert. In the fourth quarter, basically driven down into the turf after a completion, he's writhing on the ground, on his back. He's clutching his side, leg extended. He's clutching his leg, his hammy. And it's just like, wow, this guy's in pain. He had to exit the game after the injury timeout. Chase Daniel came into the game. When's the last time you saw that guy? And he just proceeded to hand the ball off. And then Justin Herbert went right the hell back in. He almost threw a couple of interceptions. And then the next time he was out on the field, he actually completed a touchdown. It didn't do much or nothing because they still lost. And so last night, Justin Herbert, especially at the end of the game, finishing it in pain, obvious pain, 334 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, and an INT, which basically helped really seal and turn the tide of the game, a pick six. They lose. Justin Herbert gets an X-ray after the game. We don't know what the hell is going on, but then today we found out. Justin Herbert is now day-to-day with a fracture to his rib cartilage. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what the hell none of that is. I know I got ribs. I know what cartilage is, and it's the crap in between the ribs. I get it. It's the not the fluffy stuff. It's the spongy stuff. It hurts for Justin Herbert. I don't know what a fracture in your rib cartilage feels like, because it ain't going to happen to me, God forbid, not from no damn football game, because I don't play football. And this much I know. He's tough. That man was hurting yesterday. And now he's day-to-day. Man, he's going to be fine, okay? The next game here for the Los Angeles Chargers is not this Sunday, obviously, because they just played last night. It's going to be the 25th next Sunday, against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And so Justin Herbert is giving and receiving, I should say. He's getting the best of care. And if you're going to tell me it's day-to-day, he's going to be fine. Lay down, sit in one of those fancy machines that they give you. He will be fine. Come on. I guess head coach Brandon Staley, he's an oracle. He understands the future. Because right after the game, he was asked about Justin Herbert, and he was kind of like, the hell y'all asking me this dumbass question for? Listen to Brandon Staley if he's worried about Justin Herbert.
Are you concerned about him going forward?
No, because he's Justin Herbert.
Wow, okay. Well, he got right to the point. He didn't mince words. No, he's Justin Herbert. So what does that mean? We've been watching Justin Herbert now since 2020. I know what he can do on the football field. I understand how durable he's been. He's like, hey, here's 5,000 yards. Here's, 30, almost 40 touchdowns. And, here's a bunch of rushing yards and touchdowns. Yeah, we know what he is as a football player. But has he ever been, like, beat down like he got last night off of that one hit? No. Justin Herbert is he's just relaxed. He's chilled. Nothing bothers Justin Herbert. For a young guy who's only 24 years old, he's unflappable. I don't hear a damn thing about him being out in Los Angeles. Matthew Stafford went from Detroit to L.A., and now all we hear about is his wife. Yeah, Matthew Stafford this, and wife that, and TMZ this. Does Justin Herbert go outside? It's like he's looking at film all day, and I don't know, is he playing video games? I don't know. I've barely heard the guy speak. And so I've drawn the conclusion he's just through his play, and now through I'm out here throwing a touchdown while he has fractured cartilage. He's just a football terminator. Justin Herbert always having that blank look on his face. The most we saw last night was of pain. And Brandon Staley is head coach again. He had a few more words to say about him. Why? Because he was showing him love. Take a listen to this.
He's okay. It was a tough game, and you're not going to see a quarterback in any level of football play tougher and do more for their team and will their team to give him a chance than him. There's nobody that can do what he can do. Nobody. He showed a lot of guts. He showed us what he shows every day, that we're never out of the fight, and he brought us back and gave us a chance. That was just a tough NFL game, and he took some big hits. And none of those big hits had any impact on him bringing his team back like he always does.
Damn. Nobody. Shep, did you hear this, man? Nobody.
Oh, we heard him, unfortunately.
No, nobody. Like what, Justin Herbert? I'm sure Justin Herbert, of course, he communicates with his head coach. But, I mean, damn, I know, Justin Herbert pay him to say that?
Well, he understands that he is going to get job security because he has a once-in-a-lifetime arm in his quarterback. So he knows exactly where his bread is buttered.
Yeah, what is he expecting when the Chargers go, when they miss the playoffs again on the last day?
Right.
He expects Justin Herbert to go upstairs to just go, hey, you know, you got to keep him here. Justin Herbert ain't think about that, man. I told you Justin Herbert isn't going to have a damn problem being able to afford lunch. Justin Herbert, by the time we get to next offseason, this man's going to make probably $55 million a year. He ain't think about Coach Staley, especially if they go through another situation where they are absolutely amazing and then they get to the end of the game and then they suck. If they get to another Game 17 and it's win or go home and they decide that, well, damn it, we just going to go home. Anthony Lynn is not here with the Chargers anymore. We can't blame him for missteps and clock mismanagement and missed field goals and placement. We can't blame him. Brandon Staley is the next guy in line. And so I know people were whooping up on Nathaniel Hackett earlier this week. Denver Broncos, Seattle Seahawks. The hell you doing running the clock? Why didn't you give the ball to Russell Wilson? Why you got McManus out there making the kick? Hackett just got the job. This is year number two for Brandon Staley. He was the defensive coordinator for the Rams in 2020. He was the linebackers coach for the Broncos and the Bears. And before that in 2017, he was similarly like a defensive coordinator in college. Is he all that ready for this job? Is he all prepared? Is he ready to go? He has to share a building with a team that just went to the Super Bowl and won. And went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago. And that game sucked, but at least they were there. And so, yeah, man, the Chargers moved. They're up in Los Angeles. They're the little brother, even for a team where, or a city, people kind of go, NFL football, eh, I'll watch, but eh, I'd rather hang out outside and have a kale smoothie. But Brandon Staley, man, I know Justin Herbert is going to be out there for a long time. I don't know if Brandon Staley is going to be along with him for the ride, because based on experience, I don't know if he was ever ready for this job. But God bless Justin Herbert throwing touchdowns while he has fractured cartilage in his ribs or surrounding his ribs. Good for him. Justin Herbert, quarterback terminator. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS if you want to give me a holler. Justin Herbert isn't the only NFL player dealing with an injury, obviously. When we come back, I'm going to highlight some other names and some other players that are likely going to be banged up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. But before I do that, I want to share something with you that's very important. You should get ready for week two with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on any football game and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion. It's simple. this Sunday. Bet on any NFL team to win. If your team leads by 10 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code JRSports to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code JRSports, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be present in state where lawful to wager. 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You love your show, love your topic. Every night you always get a great topic that always keeps me interested.
What it do, JR? Just got off work, listening to your show. Another great topic, as usual, sir. I'd like to chime in on this one.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break, we talked about Justin Herbert. If you were not aware, he has a fractured cartilage surrounding his ribs. And so he's day-to-day at this point, knowing that they will not play the Jacksonville Jaguars until September 25th. I think, and I ain't no doctor, I assume that with a little more than a week to heal, Justin Herbert will be A-OK. He was A-OK to throw that touchdown. You can factor in adrenaline. But, yeah, he should be cool. Fractured rib cartilage. Well, what the hell is that? Okay, anyway, we got other people who are injured. Other guys. This is rather unfortunate. I mentioned earlier on in the show, we got a bunch of other folks who play. How about this? This is surprising, or not so much. Sunday night or Monday night, we saw Denver, we saw Seattle, and we saw Jamal Adams be carted off the field. The man that Seattle decided to trade for to the New York Jets in exchange for 2 first-round picks. And unfortunately, the injury bug has just whooped his ass. Last year, missed a bunch of games with a torn labrum. This year, he's done for the season already. Jamal Adams tore a tendon in his quad. And this is just awful. They put this man at the line of scrimmage. He's like, I'm going to get you 10 sacks. And now he's going to be out for the season. And so this is not a good look for the Seattle Seahawks. And if you think about what they've invested into him, yeah, it's a hard knock life. It's football. Everybody gets hurt. But I know he's just going to be in a deep, deep place when it comes down to his recovery. So all the best to Jamal Adams as he, I mean, we won't see this man on a football field until next year. Someone who did have an injury over the weekend, and we didn't know he was even hurt until after the game, that happens to be Mac Jones. We know that the New England Patriots, they went against the Miami Dolphins down in Miami, and they lost 20-7. Mike McDaniel, his first game. Good for him. But after the game for the New England Patriots, we didn't see Mac Jones. They were saying that Mac Jones was suffering from a back injury. You're not going to hear him speak. And then a couple of days later, it's just like, oh, it's just back spasms. He's okay. He's fine. But then later in the week, he was sick. And now they're saying Mac Jones, he's okay. He's fine. And so Bill Belichick talked about Mac Jones. He discussed his effort. He said he's not just some guy passing the ball.
I mean, it's the same conversation we had last year in the Jets game, right?
I don't remember. My memory's not great. What?
He ran like 30 yards and pushed Damian into the end zone, you know, and should he have done it? Shouldn't he have done it? You know, it's the same. Again, there's a competitive play out there that every player has. Sometimes it's, you know, not really part of the normal play or assignment. But, yeah, I mean, we're not looking for him to be a lead blocker on plays. That's not really the, it's not really his primary role. But, I mean, I think everybody respects his competitiveness and his toughness. You know, like a lot of the players that do things that are sometimes beyond what maybe their normal assignment would appear to be.
Damn. You would think Bill Belichick is being, well, I guess he is forced to do these press conferences. It is true.
Yes, he is.
He is. But you would think he's in an interrogation room. Like he's been deprived of food and light and a drink for 26 hours. And they got him in a room with the one flashlight.
I mean, it's the same.
Oh, no, stop. No, no, no. It's like, damn, Bill Belichick, lighten up. It's like, hey, did you commit the crime? He's, he sounds like a gremlin. No, not, that's not even true. Gremlins sound happier than Bill Belichick. And I'm talking about the real evil ones. They sound happy. Shub, did you like Gremlins?
I like that impression you just gave.
Of what, the Gremlins or Bill Belichick?
Well, Belichick, that was pretty good.
All I had to do was mumble.
Maybe their normal assignment.
No. Come on now. It's easy. You try. Go ahead.
I can't do it justice, J.R.
To grumble? You've never grumbled in your life?
Well, I just had to be like, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
He's an athlete, you know.
Yeah, there you go. It's not that hard. Anybody can do Bill Belichick.
A lot of the players that do things.
Yeah, you just have to sound like a tortured human being.
But, I mean, I think everybody respects his competitiveness.
Oh man, what a guy! And now, well, see, here you have Bill Belichick, right? We just talked about Jamal Adams going down with an injury. Listen to the difference between Bill Belichick talk about his injured quarterback, and listen to Pete Carroll talk about his safety who's out for the whole year. Listen to this.
He hurt his knee tonight. He not a typical knee injury. His quadricep tendon, I think, it got damaged some tonight. He got hurt, so it's a serious injury.
Yeah, well, Pete Carroll, he sounds like a professor. He sounds like he's getting ready to lead the front of the church for prayer. Yeah, Pete Carroll is just a nice guy. And Bill Belichick always sounds like the evil guy from Star Wars, like the evilest guy from Star Wars, like the one that you never see in Star Wars, the one who's worse than Darth Vader. What's that guy's name? Sidious. That's what he sounds like. Standing around with that hood. Barely see his face. He's in the shadows. Bill Belichick, if they do all these castings for Mandalorian and Star Wars, they need to put Bill Belichick in there. I would fall out.
Should he have done it? Shouldn't he have done it? You know, it's insane.
Yeah, like they need to put him in Star Wars. Like, let him be the dark power. Let him be the ultimate ruler. Let him be the dark side. That's what he sounds like.
Conversation we had last year in the gym.
He needs a hug. I'm sure he's getting hugs from that lady he sits with at the Celtics games, but maybe she needs to hug him harder. Yeah, harder hugs for all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with CBS Radio. You know, Mac Jones, who's fine, Jamal Adams is out. Those aren't the only folks injured in the NFL. Jameis Winston also is dealing with a back injury. And the Saints, they're getting ready to take on the Buccaneers. This is a team that they've slapped around since Tom Brady got to town. We're going to talk about Jameis when we come back on the other side. Yeah, Jameis, he deserves his own. Yeah, he deserves. Well, if he was in Star Wars, he'd be Jar Jar Binks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love your show. Love listening to you on a regular basis.
Thanks for taking my call, man. I really like your show, dog. It's a great show that we listen to up here whenever we get the chance.
Man, let me say, I love your show, man. I live in Brookhaven, Georgia, right? And I'm a truck driver. You make my night every night that you're on the air. I want to say that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
So we found out that Justin Herbert is day-to-day after a fracture suffered to his rib cartilage. We know Jamal Adams is now out for the season with a torn quad tendon. Mac Jones, his back will be fine as they take on the Steelers this upcoming Sunday. We also have a big matchup between Tampa Bay and New Orleans. And we got a couple of guys who've pretty much been running around injured or might be injured or they might not play. On one hand, let's look at Tampa Bay first. We know that they beat the Cowboys on Sunday. Chris Godwin, who just came back from a torn ACL, now he pulled his hammy. And we know that ain't fun. You pull a hamstring, man, if you try to rush it instead of being gone for 1 week, you might miss two or three or four. And so coming off of an ACL and having the success in rehab enough to be back out onto the field, man, it's a tough go-round to deal with a hamstring. It stinks. Stinks for Godwin. And so Todd Bowles, who is known to maybe not sound like Bill Belichick, he can certainly sound like a curmudgeon. It's not just Chris Godwin and his hammy. It's Mike Evans and his calf. It's Julio Jones and his knee. It's left tackle Donovan Smith. We saw him on Sunday night with his elbow. And so Coach Bowles, he's just like, listen, folks, I don't know what's going on with any of these people. Take a listen.
Report later, but is there anybody that you know now that's out for this game?
Not out. Donovan will be close. It'll be hard for him to make it, but we'll see. The rest of the guys we'll see on Sunday.
Got Donovan still in play as well.
He's in play by a small margin, but, you know, we'll see on Sunday. If I had to guess, I'd say he wouldn't.
Yeah, he sounds like a more pleasant Bill Belichick, if such a thing exists. Now that's going to move me to the Saints. They're dealing with quite a few injuries themselves, okay? You have Alvin Kamara dealing with a rib injury. Alvin Kamara needs to be happy that he's eligible to play football this season, especially after he, punched that guy in the elevator way, the hallway to the elevator out in Las Vegas. I've been to the club. Yeah, it can be a rough and tumble place. But Alvin Kamara dealing with a rib injury. And then Jameis Winston, everybody's favorite quarterback. You know, he blew out his knee last year. And now he beat the Falcons on Sunday. But there was a point in time where his back was giving him trouble, and he had to be looked at. You might recall, after the game, and by the way, the Saints came back to beat the Falcons because the Falcons choked the game away, but what else is new? Jameis Winston, he was asked specifically on Fox Sports about your back. How's your back feeling? You know, what hurts you right now? And Jameis Winston had an interesting answer.
Where was the pain, Jameis?
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere. So we got to keep on pushing through and being resilient.
Let's hear that. Where was the pain? What?
Where was the pain, Jameis?
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere. So we got to keep on pushing through and being resilient.
Okay. Well, we know Jameis Winston is he might as well be a doctor. It was only a few weeks ago where people were asking him about his ankle. And, Jameis is just reminding everybody about how every one of our body parts are in sync. Listen.
Work my ankles. And you got certain things that are, we're all like, it's, our body is so symmetrical, right? You got your wrists, you know, and then what are your wrists on the bottom half? Your ankles, you know, you got your shoulders up top. What are your shoulders? Your hips, you know what I'm saying? You got your elbows. What are your elbows? Your knees, right? Like, so it's symmetrical and you just got to work different parts.
Oh, well, thank you. Jameis Winston just saved me, I don't know, 8-10 years of medical school. I don't need any of it. Jameis Winston at this point of his career, he's just he's a modern-day doctor. He's not just a quarterback. And when he talks about the body parts being symmetrical, when Jameis Winston talks about where does he feel the pain, where does he feel the pain again? Where is it? Yeah, in his back. Yeah, where is it?
Where was the pain, Jameis?
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere. So we got to keep on pushing through and being resilient.
It reminds me of Mike Tyson years ago. Mike Tyson being asked about the pain that he felt after a fight. And just listen to this with Jim Gray on Showtime.
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that?
My back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or
well,
what portion?
Spinal.
You did that in sparring?
No, I did it by a motorcycle accident. The doctor discovered I was doing my sit-ups, 2,500 a day with my 20-pound weight, and one day I couldn't move anymore. And I asked the doctor, what's wrong? And he said, believe it or not, it's wearing your back is broken slightly.
And so where did Jameis felt the pain where?
Where was the pain, Jameis?
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere. So we got to keep on pushing through and being resilient.
And when Mike Tyson, when he was suffering from back pain, where was it in his back?
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that?
My back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
That's enough.
Where was the pain, Jameis?
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere.
Oh, man. Shep, you can't make this up. Like, Jameis Winston, a couple of years ago, he's like, we're going to go out here, we're going to eat a W. He's biting his fingers off. It's like, he is comedy. He doesn't even try. I appreciate him. Jameis Winston. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Robbie's calling from Tennessee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, JR. What's up, my man?
I'm excellent.
First and foremost, I don't really care about Jameis Winston too much. I'm not calling about that. I will say one thing. I'm happy for the crab legs, I guess. You know, Publix is doing well these days without Jameis Winston around with the crab legs. But no, basically, appreciate your show, dude. And I appreciate, first and foremost, it is your show. So you get all the credit, everything. But I'm going to give a big shout out right now to super producer Dave Shepard, because whenever you aren't here, man, he keeps everything running. And when you are there, he keeps everything running. And I hope Big Brass is hearing all this for both of y'all's sakes. Just appreciate the show, man. And, you know, last thing I'll say is, you know, I'm a big Tennessee fan. Go Vols. I hope maybe they're back, but TBD, to be determined. And I'll take it off the air, my friend.
Well, thank you, Robbie, for calling from Tennessee. I'm glad I talked about Jameis Winston before he did, because he came in and ruined it. Talk about Jameis and his crab leg fiasco in Tallahassee. He's a grown man now.
Where was the pain, Jameis?
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere.
Just everywhere was pain. I can relate. Hey, Shep, you ever had a back injury?
I have not, no.
Oh, my God. I hope it never happens.
Thank you.
I've been stuck. Hey, I feel like I tore something in my back 3 weeks ago. Couldn't move. It's awful. There was a point in time a couple years ago, I was on the floor in my bedroom. I couldn't even move. You know that lady from Life Alert?
No, I'm not at that age yet.
No, but the commercial, the lady from...
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Maybe this predates Life Alert. Remember that old ass lady? I've fallen and what did she say?
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah, let's get her. Let's get her on the line too.
Okay.
Yeah, please. We need to play that. But that's how I felt. I couldn't move. I just wanted to go to my shower and let the jet hit my back with the massage feature. I couldn't even get to the bathroom. Back pain is no joke.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Oh my God. Take me back to 1990, why don't you? Now we got Life Alert. Maybe that was Jameis Winston. Maybe that's how he felt. But anyway, Jameis Winston coming back from his own ACL. Now he had to deal with the back injury against the Falcons who choked. And now he's okay. And so Jameis will probably play this Sunday against Tampa Bay. And that's going to be a game that I absolutely want to see. It should be fun. So good luck to Jameis Winston and his back. Good luck to Mac Jones and his back. I don't know what's going on with all these NFL players and their backs. Backs are tricky. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. All the best to Jameis. And Mike Tyson, I know how he relieves his pain and his stress. When he's not beating people up on planes, he's just having a smoke with the nature boy Ric Flair. I don't know if I'd want to hang out with those two guys at night. I'd be on edge the whole damn time. I think I'll just stick around right here on CBS Sports Radio. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to look at more of the NFL games that are going to take place this upcoming Sunday. I'm going to go through the games that I really, really want to see. We finally got a full week two slate of NFL games, and Tampa and New Orleans isn't the only matchup. We're going to talk about Sunday Night Football. I know that Seattle will be back in action against a division rival. Miami is going to be looking for their second victory against some guy named Lamar, and we're going to talk about it all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If you want to give me a holler, if you have fallen and you cannot get up, talk to me. I'll talk to you before, I guess, the firefighters get there. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.